The bitter dispute between Hewlett-Packard Company and its dissident board member, Walter Hewlett, moves to a Delaware courtroom tomorrow. Last week, Hewlett faced defeat. A preliminary vote tally showed investors had approved the company's plan to buy Compaq Computer. Hewlett is persisting with a lawsuit in which he hopes to prove that Hewlett-Packard's CEO essentially bought the election. NPR's Elaine Corey reports.
Walter Hewlett, the son of HP co-founder Bill Hewlett, insists he's undaunted in his battle to defeat HP's $20 billion merger plan. Even so, he's facing a heavy burden of proof. Tom Burnett is president of Merger Insight, an online brokerage research service.
The whole case will depend on the ability of Walter Hewlett to come up with specific factual information that will help him in his two allegations.
Hewlett is charging that HP management misled shareholders about both the potential gains and costs of the deal. He also alleges CEO Carly Fiorina crossed the line in last-minute arm-twisting to get one major investor, Deutsche Bank, to approve the merger. The margin of victory was slim, less than 3 percentage points, or about 45 million votes, of which Deutsche Bank controlled 17 million. Charles Elson directs the Center for Corporate Governance at the University of Delaware. He says in a proxy battle such as this one, CEOs are free to court votes, but not to extort them from shareholders.
There's a big difference between persuasion, which is perfectly legitimate, and coercion, which is considered to be illegitimate and improper in the process. You can't force someone to take a particular position.
Walter Hewlett thinks he can prove there was coercion. Just days before the vote, Fiorina left a voicemail message for another HP executive in which she stressed the urgency of nailing down Deutsche Bank's vote.
We may have to do something extraordinary for those two to bring them over the line here.
Elson says the message may be troubling to some, but it doesn't prove anything.
The voicemail is a starting point. It's not an ending point. In and of itself, it simply raises a lot of questions.
Deutsche Bank has denied it was coerced into changing votes at the last minute, and HP insists it acted properly. Jim Ballou, a market analyst with a mutual fund rating company Morningstar, says HP's defense seems straightforward.
HP is arguing that the extraordinary measures that they talked about was extensive presentations to the client and things like that, rather than some sort of implied threat to pull business from them. I think that it will be fairly cut and dried for the company if they did have these presentations to prove that they had them.
The lawsuit is being heard in the nation's most prestigious business court, the Chancery Court in Delaware. The judge will have wide discretion to act if he finds HP did violate the law. He could throw out the Deutsche Bank votes, which by itself might not change the overall outcome. Or he could decide the entire election was corrupted and order a new vote. However, many analysts expect Walter Hewlett will fall short of proving his case. They predict the judge will dismiss the case and allow the biggest merger ever in the technology industry to proceed. Elaine Corey, NPR News.